The next thing here is that God's love is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:7 to 13. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is born of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. It is not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love has been brought to full expression through us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. His Spirit is proof, and he pours out his love through the indwelling of his Holy Spirit in our lives. In Romans 5:5, it says, "For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us his Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." Now, the Holy Spirit fills us. And this means, in other words, that he floods our hearts. He floods us with his love. And as we surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit's control, we will begin to experience that love and to know and understand it more and understand more the greatness of God's love for us. And the scripture says that we're flooded with it. And have you ever seen a flood? Well, where I grew up in West Virginia, there was a large creek that ran right in front of our house. And it was also beside the main road that went by. And every spring, nearly every spring, when the storms would come, this stream would begin to rise. And we would watch it as it would many times come to the place that it was overflowing its banks and was in the street, and sometimes even a part of the little town of Smithfield was underwater. But the flood, as we watched it, it's a powerful thing. It's a powerful flow. It's a strong force. And we would just watch in fascination at all the things that would go down the road that were taken in the force of this flood. You know, every tree limb, every piece of loose debris that was laying around anywhere.